Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, June 6th, 2019. On this day in 1944, the Allied invasion of Normandy, codenamed Operation Overlord, began with the execution of Operation Neptune, commonly referred to as D-Day, the landing of 155,000 Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy, France. The Allied soldiers quickly broke through the Atlantic Wall and pushed inland in the largest amphibious military operation in history, marking the beginning of the end of World War II. The Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVLG, want to increase the number of underground trains during this year's Carnival de Kulturen. The U1 and U3 lines will run every 5 minutes this Friday and Saturday until 12:30 a.m., and until 2 a.m. on Monday. The U6 trains will be extended on the festival weekend and run every 5 minutes between Tempelhof and Kurt Schumacher Platz. The Carnival de Kulturen attracts millions of visitors to Kreuzberg every year, with drums, dancers, colorful costumes, stands, and stages, and 74 groups with a good 4,400 participants registered for the parade, which will be held on Sunday. The BVLG is increasing its reserves again for that procession. The U7 will depart every 5 minutes between 9 a.m. and 12:30 a.m. between Fährberliner Platz and Grenz Allee. In the night from Sunday to Monday, the BVLG announced continuous night traffic on all underground lines except the U4 and the U55. For the 24th annual edition of the Street Festival, some bus lines are being diverted and shortened due to road closures. The BVLG will provide information on the restrictions via the internet and at bus stops. According to a study by IW Consult for the owners' association Haus und Grund, Berlin is not exactly one of the cheapest cities in terms of waste disposal charges. A sample household has to spend almost 322 euros per year for the collection of non-recyclable waste, biodegradables, waste paper, and bulky waste. Among the 100 largest cities in Germany, the capital is ranked 68th. The cheapest city is Flensburg at 123 euros, and the most expensive is Leverkusen at just under 771 euros per year. The waste statement was calculated for a model household consisting of two adults and two children living in a single-family dwelling. In Berlin, however, one- and two-person households in rented flats predominate. The estimated amount of 60 liters of residual waste per household per week is almost 10 times the Berlin average. So, from the point of view of the Association of Municipal Enterprises, fee comparisons do not give a realistic picture. According to the German car club ADAC, the increasing efforts to eradicate the car friendliness of Berlin must not be at the expense of car drivers alone. Spokeswoman Sandra Haas remarked, quote, "The ADAC Berlin-Brandenburg welcomes innovative ideas for urban design for sustainable mobility and fair cooperation on the streets. However, measures of this kind must not be allowed to slow down car traffic across the board, as the majority of Berlin drivers and Brandenburg commuters are still dependent on their cars." For some time now, there have been more and more proposals to reduce car noise and exhaust fumes in Berlin. This includes the idea, supported by all parliamentary groups in the House of Representatives, of building above the area of the A100 at the Funkturm Triangle and developing a new urban quarter on the land created. Other initiatives demand the demolition of the motorway bridge at Breitenbachplatz or the dismantling of the A103 in Steglitz. Meeting zones and intermittent play areas would also limit the space available for cars. Spokeswoman Haas added, quote, "We need concepts that take equal accounts of the needs of all road users. Here, it is necessary to align an overall concept with the actual needs and not to pursue individual interests or purely local activism. Only if there are good alternatives to the car could roads be reduced in the long term. The focus of the mobility turnaround should therefore clearly be the expansion of local public transport." The General Equal Treatment Act, or the AGG, is an anti-discrimination law that has been in force since 2006. It only covers the private sector and the labor law, however. Therefore, the local Senate, with Senator Dirk Berendt of the Greens in charge, passed a draft for an additional Berlin anti-discrimination law on Tuesday. It is intended to provide additional protection against discrimination by authorities and their employees, and it's the first of its kind at the state level. Whenever someone feels discriminated against by an authority, for example, in the case of a permit that someone else can get without problems, he or she can sue for damages, and an ombudsman should help with this. The new law doesn't change the situation for teachers with headscarves, as this is covered by the employment and the neutrality law. On the other hand, schoolgirls could benefit from the new state law. As Berlin Briefing reported earlier this week, a majority had come out in favor of a headscarf ban in primary schools in a recent survey. When asked by the paper Taz about it, Berendt stated, quote, "I note that there appear to be objections to Muslims." As a special feature, Berendt emphasized a so-called easing of the burden of proof in the new law, stating, quote, "It is sufficient if facts are made credible," but added that he does not think the new law will lead to a large number of court hearings, remarking that, quote, "On the whole, the Berlin administration acts without discrimination." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.